Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLikesOne.com. It is May 29th, 2019, and we are live inside the FingerLikesOne.com studios, where I am joined by Jim Sinacropi and our very special guest this week, Cuga Lake Wine Trail Executive Director, Catherine Chase.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the studio.
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
The first, we've mentioned a few weeks ago, we were going to start having special guest hosts of
Correct.
The show, and this is the first one. So,
number one.
You know, so don't mess it up.
I'm trying not to.
And we're missing Jessica again this week. She'll be back next week. And,
and Josh.
And Josh is out this week, too.
Yeah. So it's a good thing that you decided to come this week, because it would have just been a two-man party. And I don't know how good
three's
it was.
Three's a party.
Three's a better party, yeah. But we did want to bring you on because we know that you have some events going on and some things that you'd like to talk about.
Especially this weekend, right?
Yes, especially this weekend. So we have, for the first time ever, it's called Sips and Succulents. It is a breast cancer benefit. Ticket proceeds go to the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund.
Okay.
They're based out of Syracuse.
Awesome.
You may have heard of them.
I have heard of them before.
Cool. So for those of you who don't know, a succulent is a plant. Some have asked. It is... You can kill it, but it's a little hard. So even if you have a black thumb, you can definitely enjoy a succulent.
I just learned that because I just, for the first time, grew a few succulents.
Cool.
And for me, I knew exactly what it was. And Jim, you didn't know what it was?
I didn't know what a succulent was. I thought it was like a savory type of food.
You're not wrong. It's also that.
So they're edible, succulent?
No, it's not edible. Succulent is like a descriptive word for foods, but in this case, it's a plant. Like aloe, cactus, those are succulents.
So what would someone expect if they went on the wine tour this weekend?
They will definitely expect succulents. They'll get a different succulent at each winery.
That they can take home and plant?
That they can take home and plant.
Okay.
So we recommend that you buy tons of wine and have a post-event planting party with your friends.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which sounds almost more fun than the event.
No. I think that is exciting.
Yeah.
And is it true, like, you really don't have to water them that much?
Yeah, not really, especially in the winter, because they're desert plants for the most part.
That is me all the way.
Yeah, so you can neglect them, and they'll be okay. Too much neglect, and you'll definitely kill it, but yeah.
So is this like the other events on the wine trail where you pre-register and start at any winery?
Yes, very similar to the other events. It's a little bit of a smaller event than we are used to, which gives the wineries a little bit of breathing room. They get pretty crazy sometimes. So there aren't as many starting point options, just to try to disperse people. But yeah, it's the same. You buy your ticket online. From the looks of it, we will have some available at the door if you're more into
so
last minute plans.
You just show up at what winery that's participating?
Six Mile Creek in Ithaca, Long Point in Aurora, Montezuma here in Seneca Falls, Swedish Hill, and Americana down in Interlaken are the five who are the starting
What's
winers.
Your favorite winery?
Not supposed to answer that. It's like having a favorite child. You're not supposed to.
Right. Yeah.
But you have one. I know you do. But
I only have one, so.
We won't push it on you to
Thanks.
Get your favorite. But so those are just the starting points, but are
yeah.
all 14
yes.
participating?
Yep. So we just, you have to go to one winery first. That's really you'll get your box that collects the plants, a souvenir stemless wine glass, which is oversized, so you can use it as a vase if you want.
Oh.
And you'll get your paper ticket there and a recipe book, because you also sample foods. I forgot to mention that. There are health-conscious foods to kind of tie in with
it's
the breast
like,
cancer portion.
What was the one we
bacon?
Talked about?
The bacon on the
It's
Lincoln.
Not like bacon,
bacon
no.
on the
Which is good for you if you're keto, you know.
Yeah, that's a popular one, too, right?
It is very popular. 1,800 people.
Wow.
Yes.
But
now,
that...
I was just going to say, of those 1,800 people that participated in Bacon on the Lake in, what was that, in March?
March.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many of those do you think lived around here, and how many came into the area, if you had to guess?
Since it's a winter, it's a lot of local people. Tompkins, Seneca, Wayne, Broome County especially, Onondaga, mm-hmm. and Monroe. But there are still people who travel up from Pennsylvania, New Jersey to come because they
That's
love bacon
awesome.
And wine.
Now, do you love wine?
Of course I do.
So is that why you've kind of gotten into this position?
You know, not really. I didn't know much about wine when I started working here.
Right. Makes sense.
I kind of stumbled into the wine industry. I was a medical secretary beforehand in Newark. Mm-hmm. And I just had a baby, and I didn't want to drive so far to work. Hmm. So I was looking for a close job. I was a secretary there, so I started as an admin at the wine trail.
And you live in Waterloo right now?
I lived in Ovid then, and I live in Waterloo now.
And you went to South Seneca High School?
I did.
Okay.
We did. We probably beat you guys in sports.
Probably not. I'm assuming you went to Romulus then?
No way. Oh. I went to Minders.
We didn't play you. You were too big.
Oh, I thought we played maybe in...
No, you know, Minders in South Seneca don't play often.
Yeah.
I definitely played. Aren't you guys like black and yellow colors?
Yeah.
So we played you guys.
Maybe for some stuff, sure.
We definitely won.
Well, you guys were the same era?
I was 04. So. Yeah. That's when you graduated?
Yeah. No, that's when I was born.
I graduated in 2012.
Oh
so
my
we
gosh,
weren't.
You're so young.
Well, then I graduated in 1990, so you're both so young.
Wow, I wasn't even born yet.
Really?
Really.
I was 4.
Oh, see? So, all right, there's a little history on how old everybody is.
Okay, but I'm feeling great about things.
Yeah. But I think it's great that you guys are doing a breast cancer awareness, because I know how many people it affects, obviously.
Yes.
So. It can benefit a lot of people.
Yeah, and so a portion of each ticket sale goes towards the fund that we'll present afterwards.
Awesome.
And there are shirts for sale. I should have brought one. Sips and Succulent shirts that I had designed, and some of the proceeds from that also go towards the fund.
Is this the first year of Sips and Succulent?
It is the first year.
Is this your brainchild or something?
It is my brainchild. I am a succulent nerd. I even have a succulent subscription.
Wow.
Really? Like Succulent Magazine?
No, you actually get succulents sent to your home.
Oh, like once a month, like through the club?
Once a month, you can get two. And you can opt out if you want. So I've been opting out because I'm about to get 14.
Yeah. I might have to look into that because they are. I love how they look, really.
Yeah.
Just because I just started getting into it literally like a month ago.
Yeah.
But that's exciting.
And they all have flowers. They have flowers, but they bloom at different times of the year, which is cool. So you may have flowers in the winter.
So, and some are indoor and some are outdoor?
Most of them are indoor because they're tiny, but there are outdoor ones.
Okay.
You'll
Jim,
be surprised.
You're going to have to look into it.
Yeah.
He has a green thumb.
Have you been to Knapp Winery?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So outside of their restaurant, they have a meteorite that has hens and chicks, which are succulents, and they're there all year round. And they just kind of go dormant in the winter, and now they're starting to bloom.
That is so interesting.
And that's a succulent.
She is a succulent nerd. I love it.
So now you mentioned the Knapp Winery. There's so many organizations that comprise the wine industry in the Finger Lakes. Cuga Wine Trail, Seneca Wine Trail, Cuca,
Canandaigua.
Lake Ontario, Canandaigua. Yep. Do you guys work together at all? It seems like everybody has their own events. Do you try to schedule the big events like so
they
don't
conflict?
Stay tuned.
We're kind of trying to.
Ooh.
I think
a little Easter egg. She just
One of the words I use is frenemies.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because especially Seneca and Cuga, we're so close together in certain parts of the lake, and a lot of people will go to both.
Right, right.
On the same day. Does a train go by all the time at this
time?
That's
the train. Yeah, it happens often.
I live by a train. I barely hear it. But,
I think
partnership might happen more in the future just because, like, a lot of the times the visitors don't really know what lake they're on. We know all the different lakes because we're local.
Right.
But they don't really know.
That is.
Or they probably don't care.
And they honestly, they probably don't care. If I went somewhere else similar to this, I probably wouldn't care either.
Right, you just go wine hopping.
Right.
Wine trailing,
unfortunately.
You know, 2-3 times a year, 4 times a year probably. We probably get to group together and go on the wine trails. Every now and then, go with a smaller group, just to 1 or 2. But we make a day out of it 3 or 4 times a year. And the first question is, what lake are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone is unique.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we'll tie the one that we want to go to with the restaurant we want to end at for dinner.
Good
or
thinking.
Something like that. But is with the tourism industry as a whole in the Finger Lakes, it seems like everybody has the same goal, but everybody's segmented, whether you're, you know, the Seneca Chamber of Commerce versus the Geneva Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Or the, you know, so.
Same way with the.
We're fighting over the same people, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, so
in
you're
a
competitors,
sense.
But partners in the same breath. So it's an interesting
thing. It's a fine line.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, it's. Tourism has obviously exploded in the past
10-20
years around here, and the number of wineries has exploded, and distilleries now, and breweries.
I think we're up to over 170 in the Finger Lakes, just wineries. Wow. I don't know the brewery, distillery, cidery numbers, but those ones are growing.
I am not mad about that at all.
Now, is a membership to the Cougar Lake Wine Trail exclusive only to wineries, or do you offer partnerships
So, to be a member, you have to be a winery, but we also have advertisers like hotels, dining, transportation, and attractions that are also part of our website and our guide. You know, even if they're coming here strictly for the wine, they still need to sleep somewhere, they still need to eat, and they likely still need to be driven around.
Yeah. Right.
So we need to have a little bit of everything.
Okay.
That's great. So for this Sips and Succulents, can you give us a little information where people can buy their tickets?
Yep.
And then we want you to join in on the rest of the show with us. So we're not going to let you leave yet.
Darn it. So you can go right to our website, cayugawinetrail.com. You can click on events and then go to Wine Trail Events and buy right online. Or you can call the office, 1-800-684-5217. I forgot the number under pressure.
And?
Although I'm here, so don't call right now because I won't answer the phone.
True, yeah.
Tickets will be for sale until about noon on Friday.
Okay.
And then there should be some available at the door.
And we also have it on our deal site as well here at FingerLakes1.com because you are the one who actually puts all those up
and
does a great job. So you can go to FLX Deals on our homepage and find the
and
Sips
and
Succulents.
Don't forget about the app.
And the app, yes.
And great weather this weekend. It looks pretty good.
Good.
I mean, it's not hot, but it's going to be in the 60s and should be a lot of sun, a little chance of rain. We'll get to that later, though. But how about photos of the week?
I am going to go into photos. So what we do is you're going to have to pick one of these photos to be the best photo. It's a lot of pressure, and people are going to get mad at
it.
Well,
already enough
you
pressure
two
here.
Will pick one, and then if you have, and then I'll break the tie.
Okay,
that's
okay.
the way it works.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
And they don't win anything except they feel very proud of themselves.
Recognition, sure.
Right. We're really, really good people, so we want our recognition. Our first photo we're going to start off with is a shot of Old River Road in Galen by Martin Persati. That is an awesome photo. I love it.
Where is that? It's, Galen.
Looks Old like River Road.
That must be Old River Road.
I guess. You think it was once a road and now it's a river? Is that why they call it that?
No, to the left of the stream is the road. It looks more like a path.
Huh. Well, next up is a shot by Kathy Conton as a storm rolled into SOTUS last week. Yeah, I was definitely in that storm. If that was,
Saturday.
Night? Yeah.
Well, there's been a few storms, but have you seen any of the stuff going on in Lake Ontario with
little
the flooding?
Bit, a little bit.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's
they can't catch a break.
No,
never.
And like last night there was a northwest wind and it was pushing it up even more on the shore, like in SOTUS Point. And,
oh, man.
I mean, something has to be done about that. They have the commission now. We've talked about it before on the show, but there's a couple articles on our homepage about the situation up there.
Yeah, you should look at it. It's good articles by Josh. Now, a gorgeous shot by Rachel Burkholder at Samson State Park. Oh, that just feels summery.
Yeah, it does.
I like that one.
I do, too.
We're
going
to start seeing more and more of those sunset or sunrise. What is that?
That definitely looks sunset.
Samson, so that's the east,
west.
Sunrise is in the west.
Sunset.
Yeah. Wow, see, I didn't know any of that.
I'm just trying to sound smart.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
South Seneca has a great science department.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
I wasn't very good at science, though. But I'm trying to learn my compass.
Travis J. Smith captured this awesome photo in Ontario County. Yes, that looks more like it was morning time. Don't you agree?
Well, we don't have anything to base our position on. So.
But sure, I like your theory.
Yeah.
An old barn. A lot of old barns. Only getting older, most of these barns.
Ooh, Shelly Lannon caught these acrobatic foxes in Ontario County as well. Oh, my goodness.
What a rare sight that is. You don't see foxes very often as it is.
Unless you're Shelly Lannon, because
of course.
She seems to always get these amazing fox photos.
They're alone doing whatever they're doing.
They're playing. They're so cute.
Does she have them trained?
I want her to just, you know, follow them around constantly. She also sent us this cool photo with a little bit of history attached to it. Oh, that looks like it could be like a postcard.
Pixar?
Oh, yeah.
Car.
Mater. That's like the cars guy, right? Mater? Like Tom Mater?
I think he was the tow truck.
Oh,
I don't know much about cars. That's all I know.
Yeah. You are showing me up. It was a celebratory weekend in Waterloo. This photo is from Beatrice Persati. Cool.
They had to cancel the parade in Waterloo on Saturday.
I heard.
A thunderstorm moved through right at about the time the parade was going to start, which is too bad. That's the best parade of the year, if you ask me.
Yeah, I can't believe they didn't just push it back like a few hours.
Yeah. But the storm didn't last very long, I don't think.
No.
Long enough to cancel.
But it did cancel the parade, and then I don't know if it affected the fireworks on Saturday night.
No.
It didn't.
I could hear them.
A huge rainstorm moved through right before they were scheduled to start.
I heard that they still went on.
Yeah, I don't know if they started on time, but I definitely heard them for quite a while that night.
The Norfolk Southern Pennsylvania Heritage Unit made its way to Corning this past weekend, and this photo is by Justin Shaw. Very nice. Cool. Yeah. I saw the best graffiti ever this weekend on a train, and it was crazy. Hmm. It had, like, a Freddy Krueger on it. It was pretty awesome. And last but not least, A Gray Tree Frog by Ron Butler wraps up our photos for the week.
Whoa, that's a tough one to see.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On the rock.
Maybe there's
a frog on the rock.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like the maybe possible succulent in the background.
Yeah, well, no.
You never know.
You never know.
Too big for a succulent, now that I'm an expert.
Thank you to Catherine. So we're going to actually let you pick first of what photo you think was your favorite.
I think my favorite was the Samson Sunset.
Oh, okay. By Rachel Burkholder.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to have to go with...
She's going
to
pick the
go
foxes.
Go figure. The foxes.
The foxes
were good. Way to call me out on that.
But yeah, you're just too predictable. yeah, I'm going to go with our guest, though. And
I
knew. Give it to Rachel this week.
I should get something.
You should. You could get that complimentary coffee mug that we gave you before the show, actually. So congratulations, Rachel Burkholder. This is an awesome photo. If you guys would like to share your local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click on the link in the Submit Content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com. And now, like Jim was talking about earlier, we should see what the weather is going to be like for the Sips and Succulents event.
Yeah, it's been, last weekend was pretty good, except for a few passing storms for Memorial Day. It was a beautiful day on Sunday and Monday were beautiful.
Yeah, I got burnt. Did you?
No, I got burnt prior to that.
But this weekend is looking pretty good. Friday is probably my pick day, mostly sunny with a high near 65, and it's just not warming up to summer-like conditions yet. You know, highs in the 60s all weekend. Overnight on Friday night, it's going to be mostly clear, but it's going to get down into the upper 40s. So we're still kind of, you know, waiting for the season to kick in. Saturday, just a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 72, and 40% chance means 60% chance it's not going to rain. So keep that in mind.
I like your thinking.
Same thing Saturday night, 40% chance overnight with a low around 51, and then on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly in the first half of the day, otherwise partly sunny, high near 65, and then heading back to work next week, it'll be a sunny day, high of 64. So not bad, all in all.
No, can't really complain.
We should keep it up in the 70s, though, more. That's what I'm saying.
I don't mind if the temperature be in the 60s as long as the sun's shining.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
when
I
it's
agree.
Sunny in 65, that's a beautiful day.
Sure is. You'll be complaining soon enough that it's too hot.
Yeah. No, not me.
Like one day last week.
I yell at everybody who says it. I'm that person who's like, we just had this many months of cold weather. You're not going to tell me that it's too hot. But we do have a good amount of events also that are going on, even though everybody should go to the Sips and Succulents. We're going to give them some options.
Okay, that's fine.
The Sulphur Springs Festival will be held on Friday and Saturday at John Brown Park in Clifton Springs. It's featuring a parade on Saturday evening, live musical acts on Friday and Saturday, games for the kids, lots of food, and much more. Celebrating the village and its history, the festival is family fun for all ages. You can get the full schedule at sulphurspringsfestival.com.
It's one of two big Clifton Springs festivals. They have
is the sauerkraut. Yeah.
This is not the sauerkraut. This is the Sulphur Springs.
I didn't ever hear of the Sulphur Springs until I was at a doctor's appointment and saw they had a big banner. So I was like, oh, it's not the sauerkraut. The third annual Busk and Balter in Naples is sponsored by the Naples Valley's Visitor Association and will be held on Saturday afternoon. It features street performers, tastings, and family fun in the heart of Naples, New York. You can stroll Main Street and enjoy musicians, line dancers, jugglers, and other surprises.
Oh,
I would go just for the jugglers. The 63rd annual Steuben County Dairy Festival and Parade is honoring America's dairy industry and farming heritage. It's happening on Saturday at the Bath Fairgrounds on 15 East Washington Street in Bath. So I guess it's that time of year. It makes sense that all these festivals will start going on everywhere. There's also the 26th annual GEM Fest is happening on Saturday and Sunday at the Canandaigua Civic Center. I'm sure that has lots of fun crystals. And
yeah, that sounds cool. What, do I get to dig, I wonder?
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe a little section for the kids. But
26th annual, that's been going on for a
while. Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't even catch that part when I was reading. The Finger Lakes Winery Tours 5K is being held on Sunday at 9 a.m. in Geneva. The Tortoise and the Hare Trail Run is also on Sunday at 9 a.m. in Ithaca. And last but not least, there's a second annual New York Kitchen Craft Brew and Barbecue Fest that will be held Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. in Canandaigua. Whew.
So lots to do.
There's a lot of festivals going on.
There is.
So,
Tis the season.
I do like that, though, because that makes me feel like, okay, the weather's getting warmer.
Yep.
People like to start randomly running 5Ks, which isn't me, but good for them. I'd rather go to the... wine
barbecue
tastings,
brew.
The brewers, yeah, the festivals.
Well, you can run one of the 5Ks and still get to the Sips and Succulent event in time.
Yeah, you sure could. And people do that.
Yeah. And the food is health conscious.
Perfect.
So you'll have a really good, healthy day.
Yeah. That
run, eat, succulents.
Good for the... Oh, that is like, what is it? Mental awareness, I feel like, doing all that. It's Mental Awareness Month. Maybe not anymore after tomorrow, but...
Mental Awareness Month, wow.
Yeah.
Mental Health Awareness Month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But we do also have some sports going on this weekend, and you should let us know how it's going to be.
Well, the NBA Finals kick off tomorrow night, Thursday night, at 9 p.m. in Toronto. It's Golden State versus the Toronto Raptors. And then Game 2 will be Sunday night at 8 o'clock, still in Toronto. Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 2 tonight in Boston at 8 o'clock. It's the Blues versus the Bruins. Game 3 on Saturday goes back to St. Louis. That's an 8 o'clock start on Saturday. Yankees have a four-game series against the Red Sox in New York City, Thursday at 7:05, Friday at 7:05, Saturday at 7:15, Sunday at 7:08. The Mets are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks, Friday at 9:40, Saturday at 10:10, and Sunday at 4:10. The PGA Tour is at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio, and there's a lot of sectional championship games going on this week, too, for local high school teams.
There is, for what sport?
Well, the Minders
softball?
Girls lacrosse
softball,
team's
baseball.
Playing tonight against Palmac.
Oh, okay.
In Pittsford, Sutherland, I think, but... there's a lot, so check out, you know, Finger Lakes One. We'll have all the results of all those games.
Go us. So,
and yeah, and the local golf season, I think, is finally getting into gear. So the courses are drying up.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Other than that, I mean, you probably have to work every event, right?
Yes and no. I go into the office to make sure the event starts off without a hitch.
That's
good.
But
then after that, I'm free.
Oh, so
it's mostly up to the wineries.
Yeah, it's
right?
up to the wineries. I do all the hard work, and then when the event actually starts, I'm on call though for any emergencies.
So, do you have any specific weekend plans for this weekend?
I'm going to do the event.
Oh yeah,
and then I'm going to the Rosé Soirée in Geneva.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. How could we not list that? As
I know. I was waiting.
Rosé Soirée is a big one.
Yep.
Ah, my God,
1,000 people.
Sorry,
yeah,
1,000 people.
Growing.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. So. You're going to have lots of wine this weekend.
I am.
You get to be in your element with succulents.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of wine?
Riesling.
Riesling? Yeah, Finger Lakes Riesling.
Yeah, I'm a Riesling gal.
I love me some Riesling.
Sweet or dry?
Dry to semi-dry.
Semi?
Nothing overly sweet. I'm kind of evolving to a drier drinker.
Yeah,
well, working in the industry, I'm sure it changed your palate.
What's your favorite kind of wine?
I love it all, but Riesling is so easy for me. I also like Pinot Grigio a lot. But
that's good, too.
I can still drink some sweet. It just would only maybe be a few glasses.
Yeah, I like
so
all kinds of wine.
Yeah, I'm in the semi-dry area. Not completely dry, but if it's there, I'll drink it.
Depends what I'm eating. But if we do go wine trailing, a lot of times I like to taste like the Niagara, this really sweet Niagara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That tastes like Concord grapes just
oh,
because...
Oh, yeah, me too.
Adult grape juice?
Yes.
Yeah, but you get, I mean, you need to break it up a little bit. And the other problem with sometimes doing too much tasting is you really...
Don't taste it.
By the end, you can't tell if it's good or bad. No, you just drink so many different kinds of wine.
That's me.
I do. I like Malbecs. I like Pinots. I like Cabs. I like Riesling. You know, it depends what I'm eating or where I am.
You're very versatile.
He is like a food connoisseur, too. So he would make sense to know what to pair with your food. Act like you're not. What are your plans for this weekend?
This weekend... I think next weekend I'm going to go see the Avett Brothers at CMAC on Friday night, but that's next weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, we haven't made any plans yet.
Wow, that's nice,
though. The yard's in order. The pool's open. I know I'm going to play golf on Sunday morning. Maybe I can convince the wife to go to the Sips and Succulents.
Now that you're a professional on succulents, you should definitely get some.
Right. Yeah, you really
should.
Well,
if we were to hit up all 12 wineries, we would have 12 different succulents.
14 wineries.
14. Yeah, we would have 14 different succulents.
So you can make a cute little succulent garden. Since they're not too big, you can get like a good-sized pot and plant them all.
I've seen them. They're so cute. You can also bring some into the office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are great office plants.
Yeah, a lot of them don't need a lot of light.
Difficult to maintain.
Yeah, so if I forget a few days of watering,
then it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And you got to be happy at the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to keep it happy. Although Sydney doesn't like it here. She's going on vacation for 4 days now.
Rude.
I leave tonight.
Thursday through Tuesday, you're out of here.
Yeah. I leave tonight. We go down for a hop sauce festival in New Jersey in Long Beach, and there's a big group of us. We just get a big house on the beach and just be crazy people that we are.
Did you say hot sauce?
Hop sauce,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, hot. Like, they have hoppy beers.
Oh, I thought you said hop sauce.
I'm like,
wow. Hop sauce fest.
It
is very hot because there's many different peppers and
interesting
thing. My uncle grows that type of stuff. He loves it. We all go just because the beach is there, too. And we used to go to the festival, but a lot of us have stopped going to the festival and just let him go, and then so we can have more beach time. But,
true.
But he brings us back good stuff, and we make good food, and it's a good time. So
cool.
I leave, for technically 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, but don't miss
me. You'll be back
much.
For next week's show.
Yes, I will. And
she's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But I'm really excited that you were our first guest host,
and you
did a great job.
I might even come back. Wasn't so bad.
Yeah, welcome back anytime.
Yeah, I told her she can come back anytime.
We can do a wine tasting on air.
Yes,
no,
please. All right, so I will set that up ASAP
because
that's perfect. But again, Sips and Succulents is this weekend.
$65 for a ticket. $60 if you are a DD. You get everything but the wine.
Okay,
so you get the succulents,
awesome.
But not the wine.
Yep. Oh, better do that. But I am going to take us out, and that concludes our...
Thanks, Catherine, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. And thank you, everybody, of course, for joining us today. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, share, or comment. You can subscribe as well, and we'll be back, of course, next week. Until then, have a great weekend. The first weekend of June here in the Finger Lakes. Already. Let's go.